Thank you, Mark. Good to be here. So I'd like to talk about the project that was done with the Department of Civil Engineering and Guanajuato University in Mexico. It's a joint research program with them and Asok University. So my name is Shinjiro Sato. Firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors from Mexican SAIS, Herman and Sergio Elcia already, so they worked very hardly with us. I think on Monday, one of my students presented other research done in Mexico. And Guanajuato State is the quiet middle of the country. And the two major soils found in Guanajuato are the Fazian soil and the Belt soil. And both of them are very clay soils. As you know, as soil dries, the surface of clay soil cracks and very destructive to the soil aggregates, and then that's how the soil can be deteriorated in many aspects, especially the silicate aspect in infiltration and aeration. And as you all know, the soil aggregates become very, very important factor in such soils. And the aggregate is a composite of many materials in soil, from root and cations and soil particles and fungi. And the Samuel kind of modeled the how those soil aggregates are formed and how long they can be stabilized after input of some organic materials. When you apply easily decomposable materials, they can boost stability and the formation of some aggregate in a relatively short term, but they don't last long and then become very small size of aggregate. And while persistent materials are applied, they can make soil aggregate more stable longer term. So, based on this, we'd like to see how the soil aggregates are influenced by the addition of a biochar. And as you know, the biochar has three components, and this volatile matter we're looking into as the mediator of a soil aggregate. And in general, soil biochar application improves soil properties and in such as soil holding water holding capacity, micro population and soil aggregation. And then we think volatile matter pretty attributable to these changes, and based on some microbial activities that just Dr. Xu talked about. And then this volatile matter in biochars appear to be very attributable to the soil aggregation. And then as a feedstock to make biochar in this study, we looked into using some materials from waste management in Guanajuato. And the state of Guanajuato has quite a lot of slaughterhouses in the state, and they use quite a lot of water per day, and 2 million liter water per day. And then 90% of it are dumped as wastewater, so they do have to look into how to treat these wastewaters. And then one of the way to treat this wastewater is through the anaerobic digestion process. Anaerobic digestion process is an excellent way to treat a lot of wastewater, not only slaughterhouses, but they are applied in the many wastewater treatment facilities. And what they do is you put these waters in a closed digester, and then in anaerobic condition, the old organic materials are converted into the methane and carbon dioxide. And so carbon is removed from the system and from the wastewater, and then they can use as a biogas, as a fuel. But the remaining of the digestion is called anaerobic digestion effluent. And in effluent, there are lots of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium because they are not influenced by the digestion process of the microbes. And so only carbon are converted to the gases. So there's lots of nutrients in the digestion. And then there is a substantial amount of research is done to utilize this liquid digestion as a chemical for, as an alternative for liquid fertilizer to apply to field. But the, there is some solid part, even it's a small percentage. And then this use of the solid part has not been really established, and then really you can't really find any literature to this. So we looked into here, why do we convert this solid part to biochar and then apply? So well, we like to see the solid part of anaerobic digestion effluent and the effect of this on the soil aggregation formation stability in clay, soil, and granophytum. So we used these to measure soil types and bed soil and farden. Major differences between these two soils are pH and then total carbon. It's quite a difference in total carbon, especially. And that makes differences in the results, as you may see later. And then we made a biochar from anaerobic digestion effluent. Pyrolysis temperature was 550, retention time for 2 hours. A little bit of alkaline biochar, and then volatile matter 26%. It's relatively, I think, fair amount of volatile matter you can find from this biochar. And then also, we measured the water acceptable organic carbon from the biochar, and then based on the literature, this 1,000 milligram per kilogram is fairly high amount of water acceptable carbon from the biochar. So we did the incubation experiment. We applied 1% of a biochar and incubated for 70 days at 50% water holding capacity. And we measured the soil respiration during the incubation period. And then we measured the soil aggregate and through the water resistant aggregate method, and then analyzed on these different dates of incubation period. And then after getting a soil aggregate at different sizes, we measure total carbon in different sizes of soil aggregate to see where these carbon are going into different, which type, which size of aggregate those soil carbon or maybe microbe, the biochar particles are going into. And then we measure the MWD. So soil respiration, we have two different soils, and then as you can see, the significant amount of carbon were released with anaerobic digestion, the biochar, as the without biochar is stabilized in 15 days, while the with the biochar is still continued to raise until around 36 days, and then it became stabilized in the bed soil. While in the farden soil, we did not see any differences in the first week, and after that it started becoming separately, and then with the biochar, it continued to raise. Even after 70 days of incubation, it seems not stabilized yet. But without biochar, after 30 days or so, it became stabilized. So you can clearly see the difference in the microbial activity in two different soils. And then effect of application of biochar on the soil respiration was much greater in the belt soil than the farden soil, if you just look at the difference between no biochar and plus biochar. And that we like to see how the total carbon contents are different in two different soils. This is soil aggregate size distribution in two different soils. This is pre-incubation aggregation distribution, and then bed soil and farden soil. So in the first 2 weeks, without and with the biochar, both of them macro aggregate increased, and then the nano aggregate distribution decreased, and that was also same pattern showed in the farden soil. And then when it comes to toward the end of the incubation 70 days, the macro aggregate distribution decreased, and then the nano aggregate increase that happened to, with the two different soils. So we're looking at the effect of biochar application on the macro aggregate. We kind of have to see take the difference between here and here to see the effect of application on the macro aggregate formation. And comparing the two different soils, it looks like farden belt soil had a more effect of biochar application on the macroaggregate formation than the fertile soil. So now we looked into total carbon in different sizes of aggregate. So this is the pre-incubation total carbon different aggregate size. And on the 7 day, first week after no application of biochar, the highest amount of total carbon was found in the macroaggregate. And then toward the end of incubation, it became quite the same distribution as the pre-incubation. And it happened in two different soils. But then when you apply the biochar, of course, the 7 day incubation, the macroaggregate TC increased. But then toward the end of 70 days, the nanoaggregate jumped up. And that was quite a different distribution pattern than the pre-incubation. So we might think as once formed macroaggregate with the biochar, more total carbon, maybe it's a biochar particle, was found in nanoaggregate and smaller size of aggregate toward the end of incubation period. And then that was permanent and in two different soils. So that was the differences between the no biochar and then with the biochar. So after you apply the biochar and then let it form the macroaggregate, but the, over time, it seems like those macroaggregates disintegrate even to the smaller sizes over time. And so mean wind diameter, of course, with the biochar increased, significantly increased MDW. But then as you can see, the how this MDW decreased from first week to the 30 days are quite different with and without biochar. I'm sorry. So this the slope are quite different. So you can see how quickly macroaggregate disintegrated with the biochar. And then, well, as frozen soil, this was not as significant as the first day. And then both kind of slope kind of the same. The disintegration patterns. So we think the effect of aggregate, biochar aggregation, possibly due to microbial boost induced by the volatile matter, is more pronounced in the birch soil than fertile soil. And then we think why fertile soil does not show same effect as the birch soil was because fertile soil had a much higher percent, much higher total carbon to begin with, so that might mask the effect of a biochar application. So, in conclusion, birch soil, we applied biochar and then that caused probably microbial boost and then that helped the macroaggregate to form. And this effect, this results follow the same pattern as the Samuel model. Model and then quickly form the macroaggregate, as I said, maybe along the time, this might disintegrate to even smaller size of aggregate. This also followed the model by Samuel. And then, as I said, in fertile soil, because we had a higher amount of total carbon already, the effect of application of biochar was kind of minimized by the permanent total carbon. Yes. So with this, I'd like to take some questions. I guess it talked very well.
Yes, I would say that. But one of the things I think is really interesting to comment on is just the speed with which these aggregates form and fall apart. And that's really impressive to me. What, can you remind me how much volatile matter you had in your...
26%.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
What does this material look like under a microscope? I mean, does it have any structure to it?
Well, we didn't look into the same image or anything, but it's, well, when we apply it, we kind of grind it, pass it through the 300 micrometer, so it's kind of really powder-ish.
Yeah, I've never worked with the powder. Yes. Yeah. Can you use the microphone, please?
Yeah, sorry.
How does your pyrolysis temperature
look? We made a biochar with the 550 Celsius.
So with 550 centigrade, you have 24% of volatile matter?
Yeah. So it was pretty relatively high.
It's pretty high in
Mm-hmm. So that might have to do with the feedstock itself, because it's a really concentrated organic materials as a digestate.
Anybody else? Thanks.
Thank you very much.